projects. You see, experts believe that the Rye, Winchelsea and District Memorial Hospital is the first cottage hospital in the whole of the UK to become carbon neutral. They've carried out a huge retrofit of the hospital, ditching its polluting gas boilers for electric heating. They've installed solar panels and new lighting. They even have Tesla batteries to store any extra energy that they generate. Barry Neilon is the chairman of the charity that owns the hospital and can tell us more. A very good morning to you, Barry.
Morning, Alison. You've described it perfectly.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that.
Let me just give you a bit of background. So I chair the charity that owns the freehold of Rye Hospital, and we let it to the East Sussex Healthcare Trust, which is an NHS intermediate care hospital. It was built in 1992 with funds that were raised in the community, and it was quite famously at the time supported by Paul McCartney. In 2020, we found that the machinery in the building was coming to the end of its useful life, and so my board said rather than just replace the gas boilers, what we should do is set an aspiration of green agenda and be the first carbon neutral hospital in the country. So we made that decision. We put aside £700,000 of investment, and we put photovoltaic cells on the roofs, 9 Tesla solar batteries to store the energy, and an energy management system to make sure it was efficient. All the gas supply was removed from the hospital, and our outcomes are now that we're 95% at least carbon neutral. We produce 70,000 kilowatt hours of solar, and the last thing we did is we eliminated all fossil fuels. So,
amazing. Well, look, Greta Thunberg would love you, Barry, wouldn't she? But did you come up against any opposition? Because I suppose, with all of this sort of stuff, we know we've got to follow a green agenda, like you say, but yeah. I suppose sometimes cost is a factor for people. And they might think, well, yeah, it's all well and good, but this is going to cost us a lot of money to retrofit this stuff.
Yes, the only challenge is that gas is much cheaper than electric. And so by removing the gas boiler and put electric boilers in, the actual unit cost has gone up. But because we've saved so much in terms of consumption, there is a net saving overall. That was the challenge that we had to focus on. But other than that, there's very, very strong support in the community.
And what have patients had to say?
And the patients love it because on top of all of that, we did a lot of improvements within the hospital for our conditioning the air and making people more comfortable. And if anybody is hot or cold, the energy management system allows us to make changes remotely. So I can go onto my iPad and I could reduce the temperature or increase the temperature as is required remotely. So it's
all the power you have, haven't you? It's all going on with you and your iPad. I love it.
There you go.
So yep. Is this something you would like to see other hospitals now kind of follow?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I'm delighted that both the chairman and the chief executive of East Sussex Healthcare Trust are coming this afternoon to our presentation. So, yes, it's getting a lot of attention. And it is definitely a desire of all hospitals to improve the efficiency of their mechanical systems.
Barry, thank you so much for telling us about it. Barry Neilon, chairman of the charity that owns the Rye, Winchelsea and District Memorial Hospital, the first cottage hospital in the whole of the UK to become carbon neutral, and it's right here in Sussex.